This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. With Hurricane Maria beating another path of destruction across the Caribbean, it's reasonable to have insurance on the brain. Between Irma and Harvey, hundreds of thousands of homeowners, many of whom didn't have flood insurance, are already dealing with major damage. In Texas, less than 20% of homeowners in the hardest hit counties had coverage for flooding. That's according to FEMA. A little bit more than a year ago, Baton Rouge, Louisiana went through a similar thing. Rain by the foot swamped the area. Most homeowners weren't in official floodplains and so didn't have flood insurance, which has made recovery all the more difficult, as Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports.
1 year and 6 days ago, Lily Gum woke up to find her Baton Rouge home filling with water.
And within a matter of about maybe 30, 40 minutes, the water was just above my knees.
Gum flagged down a passing school bus and, along with her grandson, caught a ride to higher ground, then a shelter. She was shocked at the disaster. Her house wasn't in the floodplain. And because it wasn't, she didn't have flood insurance.
I initially went with a relative for about 3 days.
Then Gum moved in with a church friend, then another one. She stayed with seven different people before landing in a FEMA trailer park. It was weeks before she managed to check in on her home and start salvaging what she could.
A few times I just was too exhausted to even walk to the bus stop, so I put on a mask and I slept there in the house, and I ended up getting sick from the mold.
Gum says she wound up demoralized, depressed, and exhausted. Without flood coverage, she turned to government assistance.
There were television broadcasts that FEMA was offering emergency assistance, so I immediately applied for that, and of course I had to wait in line like everyone else.
3 months after the flood, FEMA gave her a $25,000 grant to start rebuilding, which she gave straight to a contractor, who she says did a terrible job.
My floor started buckling like a roller coaster. The base molding was coming apart. He basically just took the money and didn't do everything he said.
That money was gone. She cobbled together help, from free meals to construction advice, from at least five nonprofits. A retired truck driver on a fixed income, Lily Gum didn't qualify for a low-interest federal loan. Louisiana and Congress had promised to help people like her with no flood coverage, but there was no program in place to do it.
I'm Pat Forbes. I'm the executive director of the Louisiana Office of Community Development.
It was Forbes' job to create that program. His office directs Louisiana's federal disaster aid. More than 4 months after the flood, Congress approved $1.2 billion to make direct grants to homeowners. Forbes began setting up the program called Restore Louisiana.
It's not just cash. What they're getting is construction, reconstruction assistance. So we actually either send a contractor to their house to get it back to a decent place to live, or we can provide funding to them and their contractor who they choose.
The first step was to fill out a survey of your damage. Lily Gum was on top of it.
The day the survey hit, I believe I was up like maybe 1, 2 in the morning. I wanted to get in there as soon as I possibly could.
That was January, but Forbes says the first payments didn't go out till June, 10 months after the flood.
Yeah, it must have been around June 10, 50 days after the funds became available to us.
The delay was largely due to how long it takes the state and the feds to approve rules for spending recovery money. Lily Gum was one of the first to receive a check, and a state-provided contractor finished the repairs this summer. She moved back into her house last month.
I still have an air mattress that I'm sleeping on at my house. I just have to wait patiently until things come back to almost normal. It's not going to happen overnight.
Pat Forbes says government is getting more efficient at disaster recovery.
We started getting funds out faster in Louisiana than it's been done before, but I hope that Texas and Florida beat our record.
His advice to flood victims without flood insurance? Do as much as you can now, with help from family, friends, or charity. Because while Congress will likely come through with a big recovery package, it won't happen fast. I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.